when I'm elected, not only will I step up to the plate, but we'll have a vision of leadership that exists now in the organizing that we do that we can bring to the city in a bigger fabric. And that'll provide more direct resources to people that have been committed to change for so long, but feel like they haven't had the necessary resources or the support from elected leaders that we need in order to be a part of what change looks like in the world. Communities need to be the indirect alignment with our policies, because we're the recipients of what that looks like. And when we talk about equity, it should be a return on investment for the people that pay the taxes and that trust and believe that the people we elect will do the work. So we'll see what happens. I'm begging people to hold me accountable.
And what do you think is the legacy of King on this day?
Dr. King's legacy has brought us here today. We choose this day to practice nonviolent direct action because, as a black leader and organizer of a civil rights movement now, I've been faced with violence and trauma connected to being able to freely express my voice and to petition my government. And so we utilize this day, because the framework of the holiday exists, to encourage people to protest, to encourage people to be in engagement, to petition their governments, and to understand what's happening in the world. So it's a perfect legacy. It keeps us right on track.
Jody Bagley.
And how old are your kids?
Kids are 11 and 7. We wanted to bring our kids out today to help them to know the black people and indigenous people in our community need our support, and that's important to be out here. And I think that's a legacy of King. That's not just a holiday to be at home, but don't shoot Portland. I think they're bringing the concerns of the black community. I think they're highlighting those concerns and bringing them more into the public discourse so we can all understand what's going on a little bit better.
My name is Jason Weber. I actually traveled down to the South with a youth group over the summer and got to go through Mississippi and Alabama, and it really opened up my eyes and thoughts of like what I can do as an able-bodied white person to just make sure that people are aware of what happened and to help educate my own children, and just making sure that we can have this voice here and that we're marching together to express that dream that everyone is the same and that we all love each other and that we have this power of love and art and voice to really help show what we can do. And I think that's the biggest thing. And she was part of this art installment that they were doing with the signs, and she was touched by it on how art can bring people together and have them experience things together, and she wanted to make it a priority to come down and march as well. So this was a continuation of an art project yesterday that, you know, it was her idea to really come down here, and I didn't want to drag her down. I wanted her to have her experience and her drive to get here. So that's why we're here, right? I mean, I'm just going to be honest in my not understanding before I could understand. I was not as excited about this holiday. It was another day where we didn't have mail, the banks were closed, and we could get free parking downtown. It was just another federal holiday. And after experiencing it and seeing it and speaking with people who were around in the 60s, I wasn't, you know, I'm 35, it opened up my eyes in a completely different way. So, I mean, to be honest, this is my first Martin Luther King Jr. Day experience, and it's something that my hope is that this one, along with all the other ones around the city, the state, the country, are just about peace and love and bringing community together to march in peaceful protest, as Dr. King chose to do the entire time during his protest as well. We came up here to support Don't Shoot Portland and to, I mean, be a part of their very peaceful march, just bringing art together, bringing community together, bringing bodies, families, people together, just to express the awesome dream that Dr. Martin Luther King had.
Kenneth Obiano. I mean, I think doing walks like this are like really what help people come together and to like show that there's like people shouldn't be racist. Yeah, I think walks like these are like really good.
Black lives matter.